Erlem Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello again, and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. And, you know, we love everything that the Hearts Sport Partnership is, what they stand for and what they do. So many phenomenal projects. We've learned about many over the years. But it's got to be said, hasn't it? It's been a challenging time for us all. But it's also been a time for growth and development. Embracing that are the Hearts Sports Partnership. They've got a phenomenal idea that you could well tick some boxes and maybe get a little award. To tell us all about it, we're lucky now to be joined by Jane Parker, associate there at the Hearts Sports Partnership. Jane, good evening. How are you?
Hello, yeah, I'm good, thanks, Tony. How are you?
Doing really, really well. Very well indeed. I'm mindful that it's challenging times, but personally, I find it now important to count my little blessings and appreciate how lucky I am. So that's kind of how I'm dealing with things. But just circling onto that, I know, as I say, it's been a challenging time, this period of lockdown. I know it's easing, but it's also been an opportunity for many to adapt, to evolve, and to make sure things get pushed forward. Jane, please tell me about your wonderful idea and some of the potential awards that many, many people could well richly deserve and get involved with.
So we obviously have kind of looked at this time. It's been a really difficult time for sport in general across the county. And we know that there's been so many clubs and even like just families and lots of people out there who've actually been doing lots to try and overcome the issues that we've all been faced with of being locked down, not being able to get to our sports facilities, not being able to get just anywhere to do anything really. So we kind of thought with our Hearts Sports Partnership Lockdown Awards, we'll kind of add in a few categories just to kind of share and hear about what people have been doing. We know that there's been some amazing stuff going on there, and we were kind of hearing about it. We had a few competitions throughout lockdown ourselves, just to try and engage clubs a little bit more, and just some of the photos that were coming through of how people were getting active and videos, it was brilliant to see. And we kind of thought, oh, do you know what, we can't miss this opportunity to share and highlight how good Hertfordshire sport is and how people have actually worked with such a difficult situation but really used it to their benefit and really help their members still. Because obviously we've got to think about that as well. There's a lot of people who sport for people is for that, it's just, it helps them with their mental health. It really does make a difference to such people, to people's lives. So I just think these people who've, these clubs and organizations who've still gone above and beyond to try and engage their members and get them still active and involved has just been brilliant, really. So
absolutely. Yeah, so, and you know what, again, I've been privileged enough to speak to quite a few people, and there's this business phrase that's becoming very trendy, pivoting. And again, it's weird, isn't it? Sometimes you never know what's possible until you really have to, necessity being indeed the mother of invention and certainly innovation. The way people have embraced technologies, the way people have found different innovative ways to keep that culture of engagement alive has truly blown my mind. And I'll tell you what, Jane, I think you're in for a very fun but challenging time with all these kind of wonderful awards to sift through and all the great action and that has been made possible by sheer humans improvising, innovating, and absolutely making the best of a very challenging scenario.
And just so, we open up the awards on Monday, we launch the awards, and we're quite amazed actually with how many entries we've had so far. It's really promising, and it just shows how much people have been doing. And also the people who are obviously nominating are those members and those people who are kind of have really appreciated what the clubs have been doing for them. And yeah, it's just been fantastic really already. And yeah, I think it's going to be nice. But we've also, so with our normal sports awards, kind of how that works is obviously a award ceremony, which isn't going to be able to take place this year. Unfortunately, just due to everything that's going on. So we're really excited to be able to do this and kind of test out the whole online thing. So everything's online. So we're either going to open up our voting, is going to be online. So we're going to open that back out to the public, which, you know, that's new for us. It'd be interesting to see how that works. But hopefully it's going to engage clubs and members a lot more, because, you know, you can get excited about your club being up for an award and start getting your members voting and stuff. So that'll be, we're excited about that.
And you know what, in and of itself, right there, almost proving the point of the pivot, the moving things forward, the reacting to the time to embrace technology and find that way of cultivating engagement through the HSP and the way you're going to implement these awards. Just love that. Now, there's so many great awards, so many possibilities. I think Most Inspiring Club is a brilliant one. But you know what? The one that really jumps out at me, and they're all great. I'll ask you to elaborate on them all in a moment. But I love the best use of lockdown, because I was talking to Stuart Clark from Be Military Fit, and that was obviously a totally outdoor kind of mode of physical engagement. And he had to, you know, pivot very, very swiftly to the virtual world, as so many have. That's just an illustration. But he was saying very emotively that his first thought was, well, goodness me, the world's imploded. And he sort of channeled that sense of doom really, really positively and got it going very, very swiftly. But I think that, again, best use of lockdown is a real critical one, because so many have been a little bit down and out, but all by the same token, so many have chosen to maximize this time to shift, to adapt and to develop. So I love that one.
Yeah, no, we're yeah, that kind of, we kind of wanted to put that in. It doesn't, we were a bit like, I'm not sure it sounds amazing, the wording of it, but it is kind of what it says. Yeah, like, how have you used your lockdown to get your club going still? And yeah, have you used it to kind of, we were kind of even thinking, have you used it as time to try and look at what you can change in your club? Or even, have you been able to go down to your club and decorate it? Like, have you used your lockdown in what way has your club used it? We just want to see, really, and hear how clubs have used their lockdown. How have you developed it? Have, again, similar with the lockdown, best lockdown coach, how have you developed? Have you, you know, have you gone on training? There's been a lot of online training that you could have done. Have you kind of start, yeah, developed in that way? And yeah, we just really want to start hearing about, we know there's some great stories out there, and we just want to hear about them officially, really, and then put it to the public, just to kind of show how amazing Hertfordshire is.
Absolutely. How important sport is to us here in Hertfordshire, but of course across the country and indeed across the world. As you mentioned, Jane, obviously the physical aspects of it, that goes without saying, but it's that sense of community, and it's that 360 of the human I find most important, the mind, the body, and if you would, the soul, all coming together, finding focus, instilling newfound confidences. That's why we love sport. Just tell us though, I know already people engaging, I'm sure it's going to be some phenomenal choices that we can all help assist and pick our own favourites, but just remind us of all the various categories that you've designed and come up with for this wonderful lockdown awards.
So we've got, as you touched on earlier, Most Inspiring Club. So we just want to know, how has your club inspired and lifted your community during lockdown? So when we put out one of our photo competitions, it was kind of, how your club being, how are you being, staying active during lockdown? And we had some great pictures that were coming in, and some great videos. Some were, yeah, like a Zoom. I think I've done everything you can possibly do on Zoom. Baby showers, birthday parties, everything. Literally, yep. I've done everything. And I think clubs have obviously really engaged with that. And we had some great photos of a martial arts club. And they were all doing their sort of poses and just on Zoom. And Netball Club, again, were getting all their members doing it. And also, I think what's also been quite good, clubs are not just sticking to their own sport. They're kind of actually trying to get their members active in a different way, because obviously it's a bit hard indoors maybe doing netball. But they have sort of looked at what they could do and tried to get their members engaged still. So yes, most inspiring club. We want to, you know, hear about your club and how amazing you've done and how you've kept everybody engaged. Best active lockdown video. So we obviously know the famous Loo Roll Challenge was right at the beginning of lockdown. That was brilliant. Yeah. And we kind of saw lots of different ways that was happening. I know my brother's family were quite tennis orientated, mm-hmm. and they did it. They were all the family members hitting a Loo Roll with a tennis yeah. racket around the house. And that was brilliant. So, you know, you don't have to be from a sports club. It can be a family or friend group of friends that you've done put a video together as well. With my daughter's ballet, they did similar, but with a pair of ballet shoes, and they were throwing them, and then another girl would catch them, and then another girl would catch them, and it was just really good to see. And I think for the youngsters, that was just a really good way that they could then see their friends on the screen and be like, oh, yeah. look, they're still getting involved. Because, well, for me, my daughter's three, so trying to get her to do anything online was really difficult. But it was quite nice that she could then see that somebody else who is her friend is doing it and, you know, was involved. That was kind of nice. And I think clubs have really done well for the juniors as well. Mm-hmm. As, you know, because for them, that's their friendship group, and it's really hard for them, obviously, without school, without the sports. They've, you know, really struggled. So it's been really good to see that a lot of them have been doing that. Best lockdown photo, best active lockdown photograph. So again, quite similar. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just how have you been active? And how, like, some of them, how have you been socially distantly active? And
I love that, because videos are wonderful. And as I said, I think you've broken that down. I just got a wonderful smile on my face picturing your daughter's almost beaming face as she's witnessing her friends kind of get involved in the narrative that tells and visual accordingly. But something about a photograph, I know it's a still image, but every now and again you just capture that wonderful, unique moment that you can't replicate. And I think there's going to be some wonderful images coming out of this.
Yeah, and one of our competitions during it was, how have you stayed active? Or, you know, we just want to see active photos of your club. And some of the photos that were coming back were just brilliant. And it really was, such a hard decision to decide the winner. So hence why we're probably putting it out to the public this time.
Delegation is the art of good management, Jane. I love it.
Definitely. Yeah, it was very difficult. I think some of the photos, we had some bowls clubs ones, and it's just the setting of the scene. There was just some brilliant, really, really good photos. It was really hard to choose. So yeah, we kind of want taking that away from maybe how you were active during your season to now how you are active during lockdown, and getting those photos. Best use of lockdown, obviously we touched on that already. So that's just how you best utilized lockdown to develop your club or group. And then the last one is best lockdown coach. So yeah, how have you as a coach excelled and developed, or how has your coach gone above and beyond during lockdown to kind of keep you engaged and do things? Are kind of an example for ourselves. We have like a it's called Blooming Active. So it's for mums and babies to go along, a session that we used to go to. And obviously that was in a hall, so we haven't been able to do that, but she's moved it to online. But for her, that was the first time she's ever done anything online, and she did Facebook Lives, and she was a bit nervous about it herself, but you know, she was like, no, you know what? I kind of need to keep going for people. So for us, that was brilliant. She started doing three sessions a week, and for everybody, it was, you know, keeping everybody active somehow. So that's been really good for me. And I just think there's going to be so many more stories like that, how a coach has got on board and done stuff. Both my brothers are tennis coaches, and I know they were putting competitions together for their members of, you know, hitting a challenge, like hitting the ball on the wall, or wheelie bin challenge, and lots of different challenges to try and get their members still involved and engaged, really. So yeah, I think there's going to be loads of really good things that are going to come through. We're really excited.
So honestly, I'm really enthused. I just think it's a genius idea, Jane. I really, really do, because I think it's important we celebrate. We're all too often, whether you just turn on the news or you get that kind of media feedback, it's almost kind of, well, goodness me, what is going on with our world? But through it all, through the adversity, through the challenges, I think sports has an unbelievable, I'm not saying unique, but an unbelievably powerful way to illustrate the true beauty of our human capabilities and our ability to engage with one another, instill such important values. And I love this. I think it's absolutely stellar. And I'm sure it's going to be very challenging for us all when we see these wonderful images, where we hear about these exploits. And I just think it's absolutely brilliant. I know it's going to be highly competitive, as indeed sports must be. But it's, as you say, it's underway. I think nominations close 21st of August. Jane, critically, people listening to this, either they are a coach thinking that they deserve to be in contention, or they've been involved with a coach who has, or they recognise that their club has innovated, or whatever it is. How can we get involved, put ourselves in contention for one of these, or indeed all of these, six wonderful awards?
Yeah, so if you head to our website, so Sporting Hearts, or you'll see there's a banner at the top of the page, Lockdown Awards. Click that, and then it takes you through to our webpage where we've got the nomination, the details. You've got, so for the free, there's free awards where you click, and there's a form that you sort of nomination form. You enter your information through that, and then the photo and the video, you send an email to me with a little description. Yeah, but we're doing, obviously it's all online, so follow us on our social media pages. Or Sporting Hearts, and yeah, you'll be able to kind of see us promoting it each day and kind of really trying to get people behind it. During lockdown, that's another thing we have done. We've really tried to kind of get back on, so Instagram's kind of back up and running again. And we've also we've created a Facebook group for clubs. So we've got the Hearts Sports Partnership page, as we've always had, but we've now got a Facebook club for groups, a Facebook group for clubs. And the idea is that we wanted all our Hertfordshire clubs to get join that. And it'd be a bit of a network, a support network. You know, we were kind of getting people to let us know what you've been doing during lockdown and sharing our ideas and things. So we really want to keep that up and running and going. So if you are a club out there, please do go and like join that group, because it's really worthwhile. And we're sharing a lot more than we would on the page on that, that's specific to clubs, coaching, courses and things like that. And we've also got a group now for the public as well, the general public. So again, it's another network, and it's also a way that if you wanted to share anything you've got, any activities or things like that, it's now a place you can share it rather than on our page. You can share it on that group, and people are there because they want to know and see what's going on in the county. So yeah, so the way to get involved is our website, but also follow our Facebook and social media and Twitter and Instagram posts. And yeah, you'll see all the links on there as well.
So many different ways to engage, to get involved, and that is so, so important. Jane, here on Verbal Sport Podcasting, we'll definitely be excited to see and witness this develop and grow and snowball, no doubt about it. We will certainly look forward to speaking with yourself well in advance of the August 21st cutoff to give another chance to remind us to get involved. But just for now, could you please remind us of the website and just maybe one or two of the social media modes of engagement?
Yeah, so we're sportinghearts.org.uk. Head to there, and then you'll kind of see the big pictures to click on through to our website. And on our social media pages, everything is at Sporting Hearts. So Facebook, you'll find us on there, but we've also now got some club, some groups that you can join as well. But they're quite simple. Heart Sports Partnership clubs, Heart Sports Partnership, more people, more active, more often. So yeah, follow us on all those.
Absolutely. Get involved. Heart Sports Partnership are wonderful, and this is a wonderful concept. I'm sure it's going to be a real roaring success. Jane, I honestly appreciate your time. I value everything that you and the whole team at HSP do. Thank you once again, and I would like to just take a moment to wish you and yours every continued joy and happiness through these challenging times. Thank you again.
Thank you, Tony. We're excited to see what we get and what comes in, and obviously remember that it's going to be going to a public vote, so definitely stay tuned on all those social media pages, because they're really going to be big when it when that happens. And yeah, thanks for supporting us as always on Verulam Radio. It's really
honestly
really helpful,
we love it.
For us.
Jane, enjoy your weekend. Thanks a million, and we'll speak soon.
Thank you.